and the Bighorns.
A lot of things in Wyoming depend on the weather. Your financial future shouldn't. This is Frank Boley with Legacy Ridge Private Wealth in Sheridan. Our team provides disciplined financial guidance to help individuals, families, and businesses create a plan built for the long run. Don't leave your future to chance. Visit us at 45 North Main next to Frackleton's. Legacy Ridge Private Wealth. Grounded in values, built for generations. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Buy 2 weeks, get 2 weeks free. That's right. Buy 2 weeks and get 2 weeks free with a Country Bounty personal classified special. Run your personal classified ad for 2 weeks and we'll help you sell your unwanted items by giving you two additional weeks and no charge. Now, if you need extra cash, clean out that garage. The Country Bounty is the perfect place to do it. Direct mail to every home in Sheridan and Johnson County and online at SheridanMedia.com. The deadline Thursday, 1 o'clock. Call 672-7421 or stop by the Sheridan Media offices at 1716 KROE Lane.
The following message is presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, online at eFirstFederal.bank.
The IRS and the AARP Tax Aid Foundation have partnered with the Hub on Smith to offer free tax preparation and assistance. To make an appointment, please call 672-2240. You will then get a return call to finalize the appointment, so be sure to answer. You will be asked to pick up a packet prior to your appointment, and we have a team of IRS certified volunteers happy to assist you.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, March 23rd, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Museum of the Bighorns Executive Director, Gary Ettinger, and Operations Manager, Chip King. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Gary, how are things down at the museum?
Moving along. We're moving along.
But you told a brief story just before we fired up. That's why we had a little bit of a laugh there. Grants are grants, aren't they, my friend?
Yes, I just got finished applying for 2 Institute of Museum and Library Services grants for the museum. And we were just going through all the stages and all the paperwork you have in order and everything that has to be down to the T, even to the font size of the text, as we were just talking about.
It's just incredible, the detail that you have to have. Everybody out there who writes grants, thank you. We feel your pain. Now, let's talk about the progression in the museum. What you shot to me, I believe it was last week, full exhibit space, opened by April 18th?
Yes, and this is all part of our 2026 rotating exhibit lineup for the 250th America Celebration. And we are coming up with our Smithsonian traveling exhibit that will open April 18th, and it is Voices and Votes. So we will be looking at the beginning of America democracy, the beginning of America, and all the evolution of democracy with the power of the vote.
That's incredible. Now, when we see that we have an end date now, Chip.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, can we call it an end date?
You know, let's just say end of step one.
There you go.
Or maybe step two, I guess, depends on how construction is step one. So, yeah, I mean, it's just another step in the progression.
You feel like you're finally getting to that point where you can take a breath?
Oh, no. No. We were upstairs talking with generosity from our friends from the Crow Nation. You know, we got some cases from the Little Bighorn Visitor Center before they tore that down and remodeled it. And the cases, great shape, don't get me wrong. But I mean, lighting was busted up and needed to be redone. And there's been some obstacles in just getting those refit so we can use them. The last thing I need to do, two of them have black back walls, and I need to paint those. But I mean, it's, you know, everything until we are really, truly fully exhibited out. And even then with Carrie, you know, with rotating exhibits coming in and out, I mean, it's not ever going to be, you know, sitting back, you know, throwing my feet up and having a beer. I mean, Carrie and I have got, you know, I mean, she's got plans and I have plans and it's, yeah, this is just another step in going through.
So it's almost like you finally actually know where the starting line is, as opposed to
there you
kind
go.
Of finish.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got the starting line painted down nice and bright, which I'm excited for. I mean, it is an exciting time.
Yes.
A lot of work has gone into this. I can't. How many conversations have we had about this whole thing?
Lots. All last year.
All last year.
Now, which a lot of this planning was happening all last year. So
when we look at like the final touches, is there any kind of final touch you want to make sure is already in place when you open those doors up to the full exhibit?
Well, I guess it's just knowing, I guess I just want our community to know that it's not going to be a stagnant final touch.
Yeah.
That things will always change in some sort of the exhibit space. This is just moving in those transitions while we're waiting to build out the 6 actual exhibit space that will be in that space in 2027. And being back in the community, I guess I just don't want you to think of, oh, they have everything done. I've seen it once. Please don't see it that way.
Yeah.
We'll always have at least 2 exhibits that change out every 6 months. We will have programming that goes along with the exhibits. I will keep you busy coming back to the museum. That's my job.
That's fantastic. You know, it's kind of like a living museum.
Yes.
It's constantly changing. You might go this quarter and decide, you know what, we got to go next quarter because I heard this is coming. It's kind of having an event almost.
Right.
Serious events. Now, let's talk about admission. It starts on the 20th.
Yes. Since that's kind of been our constant conversation, is when we finally have the whole exhibit space filled with exhibits full capacity, we will start charging admissions. And that is for the museum everyday operations. We're like any other nonprofit. We need funding for everyday operations. We have staff, we have rent, we have electricity and internet bills, and every month we pay those bills. It's not a pretty thing or a sexy thing like putting big names on the exhibit space, but that's what our livelihood is, you know?
It's the day-to-day.
It's the day-to-day and maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Chip is working on the lights for the display case so we can have them in operation. So, yes, the admission goes to our everyday operations. If you are a community member and plan on coming to the museum, get a membership.
Yeah.
That will also allow you to have free admission, 10% off in our museum store. And right now I have 3 programs a year for members, but that will expand once we get settled into other things done.
Well, and and a special invite to, you know, a sneak peek of the exhibit, of what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it has been a tough conversation. You know, do we charge? When do we charge? What do we charge? And I mean, really, it came down to, yes, we have to, this is how much, and this is when we'll start.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we, like Carrie has said, I mean, it's not the pretty things. It's just to keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm. And what did those conversations probably involved the two of you and the board itself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting
yes.
down and deciding, okay, this is the price we should. How do you do that? How was the price determined on admissions, and ages?
Well, like every nonprofit should have, we have a yearly budget that we look out. Ours is growing because the museum was closed for 2 years. But the price of admission was, what, $6 at the old place?
Oh, yeah. It was, there were like 6 different admissions depending on what your age was. What I mean, there were so many. Well, they charge this, they charge this, they charge this. And Carrie and I tried to pare it down. It's like, okay, let's
make it
what
simple.
What is the simplest way to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what changes can visitors expect from extended hours?
Oh, you know, really, it's we had extended hours last year. We set some hours, and I mean, it is just weather's getting better, although it's been really good this entire year. But, you know, weather, summer, tourism, and so just trying to get an extra day in there. We're not going to go to 7 days right away, but, you know, we'll be adding 6 days, when we, start adding admission. And so Monday through Saturday, as opposed to Tuesday through Saturday. So, you know, for right now it's going to be, you know, it'll be Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And, when we add that 7th day, then we'll add a few hours on Friday and Saturday. Just extend those hours a couple of hours, those 2 days, just because, you know, people are in town on the weekends. And so let's try to capture one or two of those, and other businesses around town do extended hours as well. So we're just trying to match what, you know, what the rest of the downtown area is doing.
You know, all the work that's gone in to making this museum the way that it is, it's got to be gratifying, I guess, would be the word that I'm looking for, validating, to open those doors, see those folks come in. It's almost like presenting your baby to the world. I mean, you guys have put a lot of work into this thing.
Yeah.
How exciting does this feel to think about, okay, we're about to go into our first big tourist season, doors open, exhibits up.
Yes.
There's got to be a lot of anticipation.
Last summer, it was only the lobby and the museum store, and we had that small downtown exhibit in the lobby. So, and now, it's great to have the community come in and just keeping them informed. Or groups. We had an Easter Seals group come in the winter because they were looking for something to do in the winter, and it was a mini tour, and they did a couple of the activities that we had out. So, more to come on that. That's my love, is having groups come in and programming. So
now let's look at the long term. Decades and decades from now, you two will still be able to walk into that museum.
I don't know. I'm older. I'll be much, much older.
You'll be able to look around, and you'll be able to know, look, I was part of this big legacy. That's got to be great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you and I, Floyd, talked, once a month while the museum was closed, and, you know, talking about the packing up and the moving. And so to be able to see where we came from, to be a part of that through this, through the moving transition, through the building transition to, and I think I said it, I don't know how many months ago, here on Public Pulse, that, you know, the thing that I was looking forward the most was just seeing the people come back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, it's been slow. People are still learning that, you know, we're downtown. We're not up on the hill. You know, we don't, because we don't have, you know, great big, you know, storefront signage or anything like that, there's still some of that. You know, they're still finding us.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more people are doing it. More and more people are coming in, and great community partners in activities that involve all of the downtown businesses. And then they're like, oh, hey, the museum's also doing this. And so, you know, we get people coming in the store, which means we get people coming into the exhibit area. And, you know, so, we get to see people every day.
That's fantastic. Tell me about any feedback you guys have received from the community thus far. As someone come in, kind of poke their head around and maybe said something, or?
Well, everybody has very positive comments about the current 1926 photography show, the transitions of the landscape that looks at the 50th anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And they enjoy that, but we just remind them that the other half of the space is going to have that Smithsonian exhibit. And then July through December, we'll go into All American Indian Days, which is also part of our 250th celebration. But so far, very positive comments, positive support, that it's the best thing just to go in steps or phases, whatever you want to call them. And we have to, you know, we have to just slowly do our fundraising and just do what we can as we can. But we are making progress. I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah. The community is very supportive.
That's fantastic to hear. Because yes. I know that like programs at the museum were super popular when they were going. Chip, even you had your history happy hour.
Yeah.
And Carrie, my goodness, you've been part of, you helped kind of coordinate a lot of programs with Sheridan Community Land Trust and the Britt Museum.
Member meetups. Yeah.
Yeah. These fantastic moments where people can come and really experience history in a different way and have discussions,
right,
which I think is also very, very important.
Yeah.
Gathering history, not just preserving it, but
right,
also at the same time, you're getting more history into those books. That's got to be fantastic and exciting to kind of look forward to again.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, really it's the people coming in the doors. It's the people emailing, calling, whatever the case may be, you know, dropping a membership, you know, letter in the mail. I mean, all those kind of things. It's validation and continued validation of the work that Carrie is doing, that Carrie has done, the work that I've done, the work I'm doing. Our board, our community partners, the foundations that have stepped up to see what we're doing. I mean, it's validation for all the work that we've done.
Yeah. Carrie, could I get a membership now?
Right now?
Are they able to do
that?
Oh,
yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Definitely. And they start at $40 for a senior individual membership. And then if you travel or even regional travel, a family membership at $100 gets you the museum reciprocal program with Rome and NARM. They're the initials. But you could go over the mountain and get into the Buffalo Bill Center for free with that reciprocal membership. You could go down to Casper, to the Nick, and see the latest art show. You can go to the Rockpile Museum in Gillette. If you're not a big national traveler, you can still travel regionally in this family or higher end membership gets you this reciprocal program.
That's fantastic.
And we have the little logos printed on the card, and they're on both websites, show you all the museums who participate in this program.
That is great.
Yes.
And so you can just throw the card in the wallet and go.
Yes.
I'm part of a program, thanks to former things I did in the past, that every national park is just wide open to me.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
It blows my mind to just show that card and they're like, yeah, you want a map? Here you go.
That's one of the other programs that we're participating in, the Blue Star Museums. I bring that up, but then I'm like, oh, what are those dates?
We're signing up for that now that we're moving forward, but that is for veterans to have free admissions, and it is a certain time period.
That is amazing.
Like it's spring through the fall or summer.
It's Veterans Day or Armistice Day to, you know, I mean, it's very odd time frame, but it's veteran specific dates. And so, yeah, I mean, that's something that we're also gearing up to participate in, because, I mean, veterans already get, you know, discounted admission when they come to the museum. But this is something that it's a national program and through the National Endowment of the Arts. And I mean, it's just an additional way to say, thank you, please, you know, come in, see what we've got going on. And, I mean, it's a nationwide, you know, program with the museums and libraries and parks and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, all those kind of things. I mean, Carrie and I are just working on trying to make sure that we are out there as well.
Absolutely. And if you're out there, and I know there's a lot of veterans out there, sign up for these programs. It's fantastic. Get out there and learn more about the nation that you put your life on the line for. We're going to have more with our museum at the Bighorns right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9. Shared it.
Hi, I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doug, is there a season in Wyoming when vehicles are actually clean?
Nope, just winter and construction season.
My truck looks like it wrestled a bison.
Then it's time for the detail shop at Waring Chevrolet.
They can fix mud?
Interior, exterior, full professional detail.
Even the mud behind the mud?
Especially the mud.
My truck might actually have a color.
That's detailing the Waring way.
The kind that keeps people coming back.
Schedule your detail today. Call the Waring Detail Shop at 673-6794 or at 409 Broadway in Sheridan.
Hey, this is Chancey Williams. As many of you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, former saddle bronc rider, a proud UW grad, and lifelong cowboy. I switched to Blue Peak Fiber Internet in Laramie, and happy I did. It's reliable and keeps me in tune with my family, friends, and fans. Casper, Sheridan, and Cheyenne, you can get Blue Peak too. Say it with me. The world needs more cowboys and fiber internet.
Go online to mybluepeak.com to get all offer details for your home and business internet. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you struggle to hear or hear ringing, buzzing, or hissing that won't go away? That could be tinnitus, and you're not alone. Hi, this is Elizabeth from EBA Hearing, and I have good news. Today's advanced hearing aids and innovative, proven therapy like Lanier use sound and gentle stimulation to reduce tinnitus awareness. Relief starts with a conversation. Call EBA Hearing to schedule a hearing loss or tinnitus evaluation today, because silence shouldn't feel so far away. 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning, we're speaking with Museum at the Bighorns Executive Director, Carrie Ettinger, and Operations Manager, Chip King. Okay, Carrie touched on these a little bit at the beginning. Let's get into some detail. Let's talk about the upcoming exhibits, some of the first ones that are going to be coming through the great remodel, relocation of the Museum at the Bighorns. What is Voices and Votes, Democracy in America? And what makes this unique?
Well, it is a Smithsonian Institute traveling exhibit, and it's part of their services to get their collection and part of their exhibitions in Washington, D.C. out to the nation. And so this exhibit is a smaller version of American Democracy, A Great Leap of Faith, at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. And our other partner is the Wyoming State Museum in Cheyenne, because they got the 250th Wyoming State grant funding to help bring this Smithsonian exhibit to Wyoming. And it is, you know, nearly 250 years of an American experiment with democracy and a government that is for the people.
Now, yes. As folks come and see, what are these going to be, like panels, items?
It is a modular exhibit with five sections, and we have a whole packet of videos and things of how you put it together. And we will be one of the first museums in Wyoming to display it. So are also the host museum for the other museums to come and have the workshop, put it together, and walk through. We have docent books. We have all kinds of things. Yes.
We've received five
packages.
And, oh, my gosh. I mean, these are, yes, programs, flyers, postcards, instruction books. 16 road boxes. is what this comes in.
Yes.
Wow.
It goes in. It is designed to fit into a 26-foot U-Haul cube van.
Yeah.
Is what it comes in.
And it will cover 650 square feet. So that's the other half of our exhibit area. It has five sections. The Grape Leap of Faith, which of course covers colonial times, 1776, the Revolution, and then into our Constitutional Convention of forming our own government. The next one is Beyond the Ballot, lobbying. Where does lobbying get you? Who is backing the lobbying? Corruption. We all have seen this through the decades as well.
You know, it's funny how we look at these things and we call them history.
Yes. Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But they change things, you know, and we're supposed to learn something from it as well. We have now, 250 years to learn from?
Yeah.
The machinery of democracy, political parties. What are the symbols? We all have our own ideas about images with political parties from our political cartoons. Campaigning, which could be messy as well. citizenship, you know, how do we define the people that is outlined in our Constitution and what our government is supposed to stand for? And how do we share this national identity with the process of citizenship? A vote and a voice, which gains a lot of things through the decades. How many amendments do we have? How many things have been re-amended, especially in the 60s, with gaining the expansion of the right to vote? Our forefathers did not have the forethought of the future of how many more people would be voting in the future and that they wanted it, you know, and I speak that from the woman's end.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, we also have Wyoming, you know, it decided that women should vote before women could vote nationally. We will have a program about that.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's something that I think I can guarantee. You know, she's not living with us now, but if my daughter was here, that's where we'd go. That'd be stop number one.
Okay.
Because that means a lot to her.
Right.
And it's something that we've talked about frequently, about having that right. And that, you know, I don't want to put anything on anybody, but my little girl and I have had these discussions that for those who couldn't, she will. And so it's like a sense of responsibility, and civic responsibility. For all the voices that were silenced, she's more than happy to stand up and cast that vote every single time.
Right.
It means a lot to us. And I would love for people to kind of have that forethought or that thought in their minds as they go through. You know, these rights that we have, they're very important. And there were many who came before us who did not have them.
It's very true.
So it's an exciting time. It's an exciting exhibit. This is something that I think so many people should get through and see. And then there's something else I want to talk to you about before I let you go, and that is the Machinery of Democracy program.
Oh, yes.
This is going to involve local students and local delegation.
Yes, this is Tuesday, May 19th, 6:30 to 8, and we are taking this section of the exhibit for the Sheridan High School We the People, the Citizens and Constitution program to interview our local politicians. So I have a couple mayors and a Sheridan County commissioner. So we will be looking at local government structure and the idea of campaigning and then the vote. So I'm working with Karen, the teacher of the We the People program. So they're getting their groups and questions in order, and I get the politicians to be on the on the program, and then we'll see how it goes. But it is just kind of looking at our local area, our government, and how we follow through with our ideals of democracy.
And I love that. I love the voices of tomorrow being the ones that are going to be kind of
headlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I was one of those individuals up on that panel, I'd make sure that that collar was absorbing, you know what I mean?
You know, and I mean, yeah, I mean, to these kids, some of them aren't old enough to vote.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so, I mean, three of the county mayors, Sheridan, Ranchester, and Claremont.
Yes.
And then one of the county commissioners. And so, yeah, I mean, what a fantastic panel and what a fantastic opportunity for those high school students.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I've interviewed some of these kids.
Okay.
Some of the smartest we've got, I'm here to tell you. They surprise me every single time I talk to them. Not just in articulation, not just in like recorded responses. These kids think about these subjects deeper than most people could even consider giving them. You know what I mean? I mean, these kids really work. And so this is going to be a fantastic event. One more time, when is that happening?
It is Tuesday, May 19th, 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Those kids have got plenty of time to get those questions ready.
That's good.
That's fantastic.
And they're traveling to Washington sometime in April because they're, again, one of the winning We the People programs. Yeah.
And one more time before I let you go, how can the community get involved with the museum and these programs moving forward?
Well, I am still looking for downtown walking tour docents for our third grade visits, and we will have other volunteer opportunities with Family Day. You can leave a message at the museum's phone number, which is 675-1150, and we can get you on the list. And as we keep growing and expanding, more opportunities will open up. We're still working on our collections as well. So I just need to move stuff upstairs to the office space so we have more room downstairs to work. I do a lot of shuffling. So
give us a shout. Follow the link on the website. Shoot us an email. You know, anything like that. For sure.
All right. Karen, Chip, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure seeing you, my friends.
Yes, thank you for having us.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Sage Community Arts. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE or 103.9 FM. Shared.
Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
And I'm Nicole Pierce. Buying a home just got more affordable.
With the Mortgage Rate Relief Program, qualified buyers may receive an interest rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That could mean lower monthly payments on your primary residence.
If your household income qualifies, we'll walk you through everything.
Call us for all the details at First Federal Bank and Trust or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, helping you get home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jake Vigil, proud to call Sheridan Home and bringing 20 years of auto sales and service to Sheridan Motors, your locally owned Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC dealer. Right now, get into a new Jeep with 0% financing for up to 60 months for up to $9,500 in rebates on select models. Let's be honest, you can't buy love, but you can buy a Jeep, and that's pretty close. Come see me, Jake Vigil, at Sheridan Motors, where we treat you like family.
A great meal that benefits a great cause. The Knights of Columbus Lenten Fish Fry Dinner, 4:30 to 7 p.m. this Friday, March 27th, at 301 East Brundage in Sheridan. Tickets are $15 a person or $75 for a family of five or more. Kids five and under are free. Dine in or take out. Proceeds benefit the Holy Name Catholic School Tuition Assistance Fund. For shut-in delivery, call 672-0936. The Knights of Columbus Fish Fry Dinner, this Friday at Rodolini Hall, where the Knights of Columbus meet.
She keeps it buttered up with a whole lot of love. My baby makes me gravy all fiddle.
Dubbed the keeper of the true country flame, Dale Watson and his Lone Stars bring their signature honky-tonk sound to the Wild Theater Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m.
Persistent armadillos till the dying day, all dawn.
Known for his deep baritone voice, sharp wit, and dedication to authentic country music, Watson blends original songs with classic favorites in a performance that's equal parts heartfelt and high energy. Dale Watson and his Lone Stars, Thursday, March 26th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets for this boot stomping night of pure Texas country at the Weill Theater box office or online at weilltheater.com.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly, you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-H-O-M-E. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're sitting with the executive director of Sage Community Arts, Jill Benson, and little Vivi, too. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Now, how things been down at the gallery?
Oh, they've been wonderful. We've really had a great kickoff to the start of the year. As many will know, we had our big flooring project, and it was not that everyone always wants to jump into it, start the new year with a big project, but yeah. It was... but... it was, I think, the refresh we kind of needed. Sage has been in that spot with our doors open for almost a decade now. And so we've seen so many different artists and wonderful patrons come through. And it was just that time to get that refresh. And with the flooring in and some of the ways we reorganized the member gallery, it just lifted everything up to that next level of where we're trying to be able to present everyone, elevate the beauty and the artistry that is in Sheridan. And it's been so great. And we've already seen sales in February for the member gallery are almost triple what they were last February.
So oh, that's incredible.
It's amazing. I do strongly believe that there's some of that is also due to people can warmly leave their houses.
The weather plays a lot, doesn't it?
You can just see that of like, oh, if we were in one of the, yes, we're the banana belt, but a true banana belt where there wasn't a cold winter, you could see things would be different. But the hearty get-goingness of Wyomingites, we're still getting out doing stuff, and it's and not that February's ever been terrible, but we can see that coupled with people wanting to get out there, this refresh, this new kind of energy we have at Sage, plus really nice weather, it's just been really great for us down there. And classes have been going amazing. We have still such a great lineup all the way into through April, coming into some May, and then a huge lineup, 12 summer camps planned and partnered with I believe the YMCA has put out their catalog of what everything is. We're all 12 are in there. And then I don't want to misquote, but so you check their website because they help us with the registering. But I think it's April or late May or early May when the registrations go on there. So they're the experts on registering and cultivating the kids. And we're the experts in the art. And I just love those partnerships.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, I was thinking about something the other day when I was actually looking at another organization's lineup of camps. Your camps, I mean, you've got a lot of them.
Yes.
That you guys are headlining. And I can remember all the way back to when you came in here with Kim Love, way back in the day when you first took this on. This is pretty much exactly what you said was going to happen. What you wanted Sage to do was expand these partnerships,
yes,
reach out to the community, and make it much more accessible.
100%.
Do you feel like you've come full circle, or are there still things you really want to get done?
I feel that we have... it's probably one of those that in a good way, a spiral. We can see there's some full circle on some aspects where we've really fleshed out. We're understanding how to do these certain partnerships. And now we understand how to do partnerships. And that gives us this whole new track to go on of how we can expand even more partnerships. As we, yes, I do remember the sitting in here. It was like, oh, we got like two camps coming up. But now that we're up to this full summer of 12 camps. Amazing. We have returning instructors and brand new instructors with us. Can I take them?
I'll take it all.
I'll take all of them.
That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
She's very busy.
We're very busy. You're We're going through the art. This morning. And I'm like, how young can we, how much can we bend the rules?
Okay, thank you. Now let's move on down to the Downtown Sheridan Association's Peep Dreams. This is a big show that's taking place. Are they up?
They are up. We had so many artists excited to get to them, but then I think we had probably 12 blank bunnies go out, and there's probably 9 or 10 that came back. Some had some shipping issues, and some just hopped away, as our artists
said. Happens.
It happens. But again, it was just a really fun collaboration to see the different type of art that our community artists are doing, that they're willing to put their work out there in a completely different medium, just this peep bunny shape cut out of wood. And then the creativeness of our artists were just truly phenomenal, how they created. Emmy's was one of my absolute favorites. She just reimagined it to such a neat level. It's almost like stacking dolls.
She came up with that idea, by the way, in about 2 seconds. She knew exactly what she wanted to do.
It was
pretty
feel
amazing.
Like she really had it, because she's like, wait, can I have two bunnies? She's like, oh, you have an idea. I was like, yes. And then there's, I think, about 100 little bunnies and little chicks that the kids from Highland School did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we have the big bunnies done by more accomplished artists. And then we have this amazing array from, I believe it's 3rd grade through 5th grade are who participated.
Oh, that is so fun.
It's so cool. And to see their creativity on it, you know, some you could see are like, this is entertaining enough to do. And others were like, this medium is speaking to me. And the creativity they went into it, there's, as someone who grew up with Harry Potter, there's an array of chicks that are all in the Hogwarts uniforms. And I am just, literally squealed when we saw them, like, and just the creativity that they came up and the execution of it. Also, such great talent that we're seeing in our grade school kids.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Oh, so they did just phenomenal. So they're sprinkled around in the participating businesses as well.
Oh, that is so fun. Now, is there a place, are you trying to keep it so people don't know where the certain artists are showing? Or is there a list where we can go see various artists?
I believe the DSA has the list, and that would be something we can list which artists were out. But DSA was the one who worked with each of the businesses to place the bunnies and the peeps there. Then some of the kids listed their names. Others were like, we just want to create and send our artwork out.
It's yours
in the wild.
Now, right? Yeah. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Folks, get out there. Check out those Peep Dreams. This is a really fun promotion. It's going to get you downtown. While you're out there, go ahead and shop locally. But make sure to look out for all of the peeps, and especially now those little peeps that the kids have worked on.
So cute.
That's just so fun. I didn't know that was part of it. All right, let's talk about David Brock and what makes his work stand out.
Oh, David Brock. He is just such a fantastic and cool individual. He is the painting and drawing instructor at Sheridan College, and he's been a longtime member with Sage. I was really drawn to his work when I started to see it come into the member gallery. He does a lot of abstracts, but kind of landscape abstracts, formation, monument kind of pieces. And they're the style of abstract that you can imagine what that piece is. It still has some very tight lines, but loose ways that it's created, to where you can see like, oh, it is Half Dome or El Capitan, but there's this next level organic to it. That's like, oh, it's a very interesting way to interpret it versus some of that real far out there, like it's a splash, like that it's the dancer with the cabaret behind them. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
But no, his, you can really get immersed into it. And it, his color palette is another, could go on and on about that. He just has this richness and deep colors that he uses that feel both like colors you would actually see there, but also kind of some fantastical colors of the landscapes, where it's, the colors almost make you feel like you can hear and smell the area that you're at.
Oh, wow.
And so another way to immerse and just be able to kind of, yes, you're only seeing visual, but there's almost sound, and not that anyone else is getting to touch them, but there's this texture you can almost feel by watching it, and sounds and smells that you can almost sniff that are coming off of them. Just the way that he can really immerse you in this, these lines and the drips that come through the pieces.
How long is he up?
He's going to be up. We opened what we he opened just last week, and it's going to be up through May 2nd, which is also very special. Two things. The reception is this week on Thursday. So he will be there. Meet and greet, just our fun, casual reception. April 1st, it's not a joke, anyone. April 1st is going to be his artist talk at the gallery, immersed in his work. And then what's really special about having a local artist, a Sage member, up right now, and that his show is going to close on May 2nd, is that is soiree.
Oh, the
soiree. And it's so great to be able to see the local artist and why soiree is so important, because it has turned into the fundraiser for Sage. It is a significant portion of funding for our exhibitions, for our kid camps, for all of our classes. And then we're changing it up this year. It's the fifth year already of soiree.
Wow.
Yeah, which I have five beautiful gowns.
But I know. Oh my goodness.
Third year of it being a very, I'm hoping things are lining up that it's very key in our fundraising. The first 2 years were like, this is fun. What are we doing? And my wonderful partner in crime, Michelle Forster, we've figured it out. We have it lining up. And knock on wood, things are just lining up really, really well this year. We have the VIPs changing up. It's more of a special opera sampling in Sage. And I get goosebumps thinking of the little opera. And then,
that's usually what I hear about is the sing people talking about.
So now VIP get two special samplings. They get the one only at Sage. And then over the main event, which our partners at the YO help us host. And that is where all of our distillers and this year we have Meadery and some possible other beverage distributors. And that's where the other VIP comes in. Each one of them will be offering a special sampling that only the VIP ticket holders can have.
Oh, wow.
And so you get to have this another immersion through the full event. And we have some live art auctioned by, again, two other local artists. Kat Pintescu does photography. And then we have a beautiful donated piece from another member who's donated a piece by Nancy Buning, who was a longtime member instructor of Sage. She has since passed, but she was also the instructor who taught and gave inspiration to Tim Lawson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So this, speaking of full circle, there's
full
so many
circle,
full
yeah.
circle swishes going on. It's just going to be electric and amazing. And then, of course, we're closing out the evening with the wonderful Paul Radzi and his carte blanche crew. And it's just so exciting. And again, we're going to have a little another exhibition of art curated from Sage members. And when people get to come to soiree, when they get to step in for the VIP, they can see what we are trying to do and what we are trying to build. This the time frame right now that David Brock is showing has become a special one for us, because it's really when we get to highlight and kick off the season with a local Sage artist.
Yeah.
And that we kick off with one of the juried shows. That's just kind of fun to get the things going. But then when we pull back from national juried to an individual, seeing their circle and breadth of work, and that we get the honor of putting it in our gallery. And I just love watching when they get to come in and see their show up on our walls. That's, I would love to be able to film or video it every time to capture that, but just the feeling of watching them also is another special fleeting moment to be captured of them. Like, I did this. I've accomplished. I've put my work out there, which praise to them having done something outside of my comfort zone.
Well, exactly. I don't think a lot of people understand the bravery that that takes to put your life into something and then show everybody else.
Yes. And seeing... also, I think it's another thing when an instructor is showing, here's what I'm telling my students to do. Oh, and now I have to live into my word. And this, which I think is just truly
an extra step. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, I said it. Now I'm going to do it. And he did it to this next level. It is such a beautiful show. Thank you. Yes, I got my headphones on now.
real quick, tickets.
Tickets for Soiree are through the wonderful YO Theater because they have the truly wonderful ticketing system. So we have links on our website, artandsheridan.com, or right on the YO Theater's website and events. We are popping right up there because it is just around the corner.
All right, Jill, Vivi, thank you both so much for taking some time to come and see me. It was an absolute pleasure. I always love having you in here. I always end up with some of the prettiest art myself.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, David Cox here from Sheridan Honda. Looking for that new car? We got new Hondas on the lot and more arriving daily. We also have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, fully serviced, ready to go. If your driveway is crowded, we buy cars too. Drive down for a no-obligation offer. Need to get outside and play? Check out our full lineup of Honda and Can-Am Power Sports. And if you are passing through on a Saturday, come play indoor cornhole in the sales building from noon to 5. Let us show how easy it is and fun it is to do business with Sheridan Honda today.
At Carroll's Furniture, we say long live the lazy. Why? Because Lazy Boy recliners were made for maximum comfort and chilling like a pro. Kick back in classic Lazy Boy style, whether it's movie night, nap time, or just because you've earned it. From sectionals to iconic recliners, Lazy Boy at Carroll's Furniture brings home comfort in all the right ways. Go ahead, embrace your inner lazy at Carroll's Furniture, 340 North Main in downtown Sheridan, where comfort lives. Visit us at Carroll's Furniture. And find us on Facebook and Instagram. Long live the lazy.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
In Wyoming, trust isn't given, it's earned. At Midas Tire and Auto, you'll find trusted hometown service backed by ASE-certified technicians who do the job right. From brakes, alignments, and suspension work to engine diagnostics, starters, exhaust systems, batteries, oil changes, cooling systems, tires, and fluids, Midas will fix it right the first time with thorough inspections and straight answers. Save $100 off a set of 4 select tires through March. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. Friendly, thorough,